question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
We're back from that quick break. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Robert, Mary, now back with you for the next installment of the Chief Travel Leaders series. Over the next 10 minutes, we're going to be checking in with show friend Bill Murnane, the CEO of Lee's Today's RV. But first, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
Most of us think, oh, it's never going to happen to me. But the reality is you just never know when it comes to emergency situations when you travel. If you're planning a vacation or an important trip, don't put your investment or well-being at risk. Do what we do and purchase travel insurance online from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable and it provides protection in an awful lot of ways.
You know, folks, listen, whether your next trip is a solo adventure, a family vacation, long or short getaway, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
So it's become somewhat of an annual event for us here at RM World Travel around this time of the year to check in with Bill Murnane, the CEO of Lazy Days RV. We like to get a pulse of the industry and find out what's new or hot with RVs for the spring, summer, and fall travel seasons. We also look to get updates on the nation's RV authority, who owns the world's largest recreational vehicle dealerships and now also operates six other locations around the country as well. So off to Tampa we go to connect with Bill Murnane for today's installment of the Chief Travel Leader Series.
Bill, welcome back to the program. Mary and I, we've been looking forward to reconnecting with you as you've become a bit of a regular at this point on America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you very much, Robert and Mary. It's great to be back.
I always enjoy it, for sure. So, you know, I was looking over some stats since I knew we'd be talking with you today, and two that stood out to me regarding the world of recreational vehicles. There were, and I'm going to be specific on this, there were 483,672 RV shipments last year, the second best year on record. And the other thing, which is completely the opposite of that, but I found interesting because it indicates a strong demand, the U.S. gained about 750 new RV technicians nationwide last year. So let's start with the state of the RV industry from your viewpoint. You know, how are things as we're in mid-May 2019 right now? And what are you expecting from the travel season year ahead?
So things are great. We are entering probably what will be the third strongest year on record for the sale of RVs. 2017 was our strongest year ever. 2018, which you just referenced, was the second strongest year ever. We got off to a little bit of a slow start at the beginning of the year, but things seem to be getting a little better as we get through March and April.
Well, certainly good to hear. So, Bill, for people listening who are not that familiar with the various types of RVs or trailers available, I'd love for you to give all of us a quick overview of the most popular types and what are you seeing the greatest demand for these days?
So travel trailers, which are the lowest cost form of an RV, are by far the most popular and sell the most units. I think to break down the 2018 shipments, which you just referenced, about 426,000 of those were travel trailers.
Wow, okay.
And about 57,000 of those were motorhomes. So travel trailers. Now, travel trailers come in all shapes and sizes, anything from a $10,000 very light pop-up trailer to a $100,000 fifth wheel, which could be 30, 40 feet long and have two bathrooms and a nice bedroom, so on and so forth. But probably the most popular are the entry level. The under $30,000 travel trailers is where we're seeing probably the greatest strength in the market right now.
Are you seeing that because there are more millennials coming into the marketplace at this point?
Yes, for sure. Okay. People who maybe used to camp and in a tent and now want some more amenities and some more structure.
Well, and that seems like a natural progression. And then, you know, the key is to get them all the way up to the, you know, the Class A, I guess, you know, whether it's the gas or the diesel end things. But, all right, you know, so frankly, that's a good way to segue into something because I'm always drawn to the accessories, you know, for RVs that are offered, because the list seems nearly endless. And, you know, folks, if you're listening around the country, what I mean by this, you know, yes, there are things that you can think about for the appliances, your cabinetry, whatever, style of furniture or upholstery, I mean, even your lighting and power sources. But there are so many other things, whether it's the backup cameras, Wi-Fi systems, Bill, I mean, ladders, the HVAC systems, covers and awnings, and so much more. So regardless of the type of unit that we're talking about here, what are a few accessories that you personally recommend that people really should consider having?
Certainly the Wi-Fi is a must for anyone this day and age. I love the flat screen on the outside of the RV. So when you can set up your old campsite outside the RV and watch your favorite programs, your favorite football game, or you can use it for tailgating, it's great to do that. Something we've started to see, which is a must-have, is the built-in kegerator. If you're a tailgater, you need the built-in kegerator in your RV.
And how much does that hold?
It will hold a sixth of a keg.
Okay.
So that's
right,
a pony,
that's not bad.
One of those pony ones.
Yeah.
No, not at all. You can have a great party.
Absolutely.
With one.
I like the TV idea outside. That's good.
Yeah, outdoor one.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, Bill, let's talk about locations. A few weeks back, you announced you'll soon have a new location in Nashville. We know Tampa is a huge location for you guys.
That's enormous down there.
You have sites in Tucson, Denver, and Loveland, Colorado, Minneapolis, Knoxville. I'd like to know how you target new locations in terms of logistics, and you know, I assume the operational expenses are considered as well, and maybe difficult in places like the New York City area where we are, or LA, but I'd like to know a little bit about your locations.
Yes. So, by the way, our Tampa dealership is the largest in the world. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make a note of that. There's not a bigger.
And it's
RV
an experience
dealership.
When you go there. It's more than just
an experience.
Yeah. Right.
We have at any given time, we could have between 1,200 and 1,500 RVs. We have three restaurants here, a full campsite with 300 camping spots. So it's a wonderful place. But we when we're looking for new locations, we start with, is it a strong market? And all of our markets are strong RV markets. We then look for what brands are available for us to sell, and we look for strong, solid brands that are in high demand and a good mix of brands. We need some lower-cost travel trailers. We need some mid-sized fifth wheels and towable product, and we also want a nice selection of motorhomes at our dealerships. So we and then it comes down to the price of entry. A big driver of that is real estate. And one of the things that becomes a problem in a location like New York or a densely populated area is the cost of the real estate is very expensive, and
right.
You need a lot of real estate to create an RV dealership.
Yeah, I mean, you are definitely taking up a lot of space out there. And I'm looking at your website right now. I see you've got about 24 brands or so that you guys have, and probably there are more. But, you know, I'm curious what you enjoy most about RVing, Bill. I mean, so this is our Chief Travel Leader segment. We try to get a little personal once in a while, not be all business. So is it the freedom? Maybe is it the lifestyle? Maybe the opportunities? Or is it something else? And I'm going to add on to that, really to put you on the spot, but, you know, I'd love to know some places that you think are great destinations for travelers who maybe have RVs to go, whether they pull it or they drive it.
So my favorite part about being in an RV is the closeness. It's tighter quarters than a typical house that people live in. So you've got your whole family there, and typically there's nowhere to go. The family's together in a location other than home. They're in tight quarters, so it's a really great way to build.
Do you mean you actually have to talk, Bill, to your family members?
if you turn off the Wi-Fi, yes, Robert,
okay.
You actually have to talk to your family. But that's my favorite part, quite frankly. I mean, the one of the best trips I've had with my family is a tailgating trip. We went up to Gainesville and watched the Gators beat LSU last year, and we spent two nights in an RV. In the Lazy Days tailgating lot there, and that was just a fabulous experience. And a lot of people do that every weekend during the sports seasons. I think the beaches. There's some great campsites along the beaches here in Florida, but also up in Alabama. That's a great experience. Certainly, the great Smoky Mountain National Park, where we have a dealership right in Knoxville, there at the entrance, is a wonderful camping. A lot of great campers up there. But the whole Smoky Mountain area is great. Any mountainous area, quite frankly, whether in Utah or in Colorado or down in Arizona, they're just great, great locations.
Well, I think in what we're hearing you say again is the versatility, whether you are at a beach or whether you're at a tailgate or whether you're in the mountains.
Yeah.
I know we did a big RV trip through the Midwest a few years back, and you know we were in Missouri and Iowa Omaha, we were up to Minneapolis and all of that. So that was a lot of fun. Well, Bill, listen, I really appreciate the catch up with you. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We're going to look forward to you returning again at some point soon. And our best to you and the team at Lazy Days for a great year ahead. And thanks for your time today, okay?
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Mary.
Take
Have
care.
A great day.
You too.
All right, folks, just released Bill. Always enjoy catching up with him, Mary, and a lot of good information that he shared there with
us.
Yeah,
and that Tampa location, it really is an entertainment
experience.
You could stay there for weeks.
LazyDays.com, folks, so check that out. Right now, we're going to pause for a quick break. Please be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. There's still a lot more of the program ahead today, and we'll get right to it starting in 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.